Well, a long time ago, I mean, it's been quite a while ago. Last year, I wasn't even born. In 25, I got lucky one day, and I bought me a black Cadillac. Yeah, black Cadillac. But you know, when I had that old T-Mall food, none of the girls would ride with me. They see me coming, they turn them back, because they didn't want to just stop up here. They didn't want to hear all that noise, you know. I just kept going along. I said, maybe someday some of these pretty chicks will ride with me. So I got lucky and I bought that black Cadillac with white wall tie. I'm telling you. And I decided that I would go down the street to see could I find me some chick to ride with me. Sure enough, I say I'm gonna stop at the first stop sign I get to. But I kind of made a little mistake there. I drove on up the first stop sign I got to. I stopped for the stop sign as the Lord cried. Seen two old ladies with that one rubbing their teeth with that toothbrush. I said, no. I said, how y'all feel? And drove on right quick. Yeah. I goes on cruising on up to the next stop sign. I seen a jitterbug and a little fiance standing there. She was sure looking good. I liked her from, you know, the distance I saw her. So they already had it trapped on me as well as I had it trapped for her, you know what I mean? So here the way it go. I drives on up to this stop sign, and he turns his back. So he go to whistling. Just like he wasn't paying me no mind, you know. She runs over to the car, said, Mister. I said, yes, darling. I said, how far you go? I said, oh, I'm just going. I said, fact of the business, on around the coffee house. I said, could I beg a ride with you? I said, sure. I said, get in. So she got in. She slided so close up on me that, you know, it knocked my arm up like that. So I had to lay my arm back across the seat. I'm living now, Jack. You can believe it. I'm sure it's living now. I looked down, I was driving, I looked down the top of a little hedge, you know, wanting me. So she said, you know, this sure is a nice car. I said, thanks a lot. You know, I hadn't had no praise for my car since I had it. So I gets up there, I said, look here, darling, I'm stopping in here at this coffee house. I said, can I have a cup of coffee? I said, you care for a cup of coffee? She said, I don't mind. So I gets out on the driver's side, and I walked on around to the driver's side. So when I get there, she said, wait a minute. She said, would you do me a favor? I said, if I can, I sure will. She said, look, I got my driving license. She had a little purse out and showing my driver. She said, could I make a block in your pretty car while you drink the coffee? I'll pick you up, right? You. Yes, I sure will. I said, here the key. I give her the key. She got to say, I'll pick you up a minute. She eases on around. I goes in, order my coffee. But I got to thinking. I said, now, I don't have nothing, and all I got now is gone. That's my black Cadillac. So I decided, I said, I better run on out here and see if she gone back in the little jitterbug, because still a lot of hair that made up on me, which they did. So I run out. I get a lady dollar, I said, that pays for the coffee. Just take it all, take the change on. I run on out there and I goes down the street a little piece, so I see him getting in under the wheel. So I said, look at here, I said, stop there, stop a minute. It wouldn't stop, I say. Oh, baby. Come on back. Got something sure to lag, that's my black Cadillac this morning. My black Cadillac this morning. Yeah, my black Cadillac I'm talking about with them white wall ties. The way you gonna act, running around in my new Cadillac, you know, this morning. Yes, this morning. Yeah, this morning, baby, in my black Cadillac. And that old boy said, let that car on. Step on. So after then, I haven't been worried about another car because I'd be known if to leave in that one, that's all that I could do.